are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood being brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning, the director from the Capital Area United Way, Holly Wade. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And we're going to talk about some great things coming up.
Yeah, we are.
One of the things, making its return, it was very popular and successful last year. You're tailgating, and that's not too far away.
No, September 29th. It'll be here before we know it.
That's right.
Yeah, so we'll be at before the Govs game. About 5:30, we'll start serving pulled pork sandwiches with chips and cookies and a drink, all for just whatever you want to pay, whatever you'd like, just a free will donation. Mm-hmm. Last year we raised about $3,000, and we had no idea. You know, it was the first time we'd done it, but it was a lot of fun. And so we're going to bring that back. Along with what we'll do, we'll have a little competition among the Gov sports teams. So the cheerleaders went around with a bucket to collect donations, mm-hmm. track team, cross country, you know, just different groups. And then there's a little competition to see who gets the most money. The cheerleaders won last year, so let's see if they can hold again this year or if it's going to be someone different.
That's right. That's fun. I mean, and who doesn't love the tailgate before a Govs game, you know? So
right.
It's going to be a blast.
It just adds the spirit to the game. And, I mean, last year we had beautiful weather, so hopefully we get that again this year. But regardless, we get such a great turnout for the games that...
Right.
We'll just add to the spirit of the environment for that night.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole lot of fun. And of course, now you back to school. We're past the Labor Day weekend. It's time to start making the push.
It's fundraising time. Yes. So our goal this year is $605,000. We exceeded last year's campaign goal. And so we thought this year we'd push ourselves a little bit more. And we feel confident that we're going to be able to do that. But we just know the impact that gets to have in the community, and that's what matters. So we've got a great board that's going to get out there and talk to businesses, talk to individuals, and we're going to get it done.
Yeah, and that's the important thing when you know you are talked to about some of the things you want to do. It's going to help numerous organizations around the area. Tell us a few of the organizations.
Yes, we have 16 nonprofits that we've partnered with. And this funding helps with a lot of important things. So Owyhee Childhood Development Center, Missouri Shores, the South Dakota Child Assessment Center, the Pat Duffy Community Center. We help with Meals on Wheels. And like there's 130 individuals receiving those,
right.
You know, so there's big impact. The Discovery Center, Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA. I know I'm missing a bunch, but those are the ones that come off the top of my head. So we're helping a lot of families. Oh, PARS and Feeding South Dakota, the backpack programs.
Right.
And then along with that, we have our community impact programs like the Delta Dental Bus that helps with kids that need dental services. I mean, last year that was almost $40,000 worth of dental care was done in a week's time.
My goodness. Yeah, there's so many great organizations around. And in the community here, that's what it's all about. You know, they're not afraid to step up and help out. So, you know, when it comes that time, you know, think about it, figure out how you can help and, you know, go ahead and do that because you know you're going to help your friends and neighbors around the community.
And I think people think, oh, I can't give that much. But, you know, $20 makes a difference. $20 is a week of meals for Meals on Wheels. And so any amount, and of course, if you have extra, that's always fantastic too. But any amount is really helpful.
Yeah, it all adds up and lends to, you know, doing what you need to do there and make sure these organizations can keep doing what they need to do for the community.
Absolutely. And there's a couple of little things that people can do, too. I mean, Facebook birthdays, you know, if you choose a charity to give to, we do get 100% of that.
Oh, wonderful.
And so that's always a really easy thing that people can do. Another easy thing is on PayPal. You can set us up as your organization that you, every time you purchase through PayPal, then an extra dollar is added to that purchase, but that dollar goes to us.
Oh, that's a fantastic
idea. So just some little things that you can do to boost that and keep giving back to our community.
Definitely. And what are some of the other things besides the tailgate that you've got planned out that are coming up?
You know, that's our big thing for fundraising, along with going out and asking specifically for donations. We're going to do some calling parties this year.
Okay.
And just reconnect with people on a little more personal level. So wait for those phone calls. if you've been a giver in the past, mm-hmm. you're probably going to get a phone call from a board member or a volunteer. Volunteering is another way, whether that's to the United Way or with one of our partner agencies. Everyone needs some extra hands to help, so those are also ways that people can contribute.
Fantastic. So yeah, be on the lookout, be ready when it comes time, and step up and help out. And like you said, however you can, every bit is going to be helpful.
That's right. Whether it's money or time, every gift is welcome and needed.
Most definitely. So the 29th, that is the first fun fundraiser with a tailgate party. That's going to be a good time.
Oh, it will be. We had so much fun last year. Looking forward to it this year.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming in, Holly. And, you know, folks, be ready. It's that time where we can help out. Just a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah. And Dave, thank you so much for all you've done to help us promote and spread the word. We are going to miss you, and we wish you the best.
It is my pleasure to have helped out in getting the word out, because it is so important, and I appreciate the sentiment. It's going to be a little bittersweet pulling out tomorrow morning and heading down to North Carolina for sure.
Yeah, well, we wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you, Holly.
You too, Dave.
There's Holly Wayne, the director for the Capital Area United Way. Don't miss out on that tailgate party. It's going to be a lot of fun before the Govs game on the 29th, so circle that one on the calendar. There's your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.